Okay, good morning, everyone. We have a couple of, good morning, everyone. We have a couple of members that are on their way, but we do have a quorum, so I'm going to go ahead and call this cultural meeting to order. June 17th, 2019, at 8:40 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman?
Congresswoman Stigman?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Lemon? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present. We have a quorum. Congressman Maker, would you lead us in a prayer this morning, please?
I will, Mr. Chair.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Aitati wakanta, tati wakanta jinki. Vea wata tseapai. Ajaji nikashi ta ere wada bikomba. Nundi kashi jinkaja paske la kere wada bikomba. Akita la kere wada bikomba. Uheka bincha. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day and thank you for this the month of celebration of our Osage people with our Ilonska dances. As we continue on, we want you to look after our people as they come and go this month and give them safe chapel. I want you to bless the children and the elders, our armed forces people, where they may be, bring them home safely to their families. And we want you to just look after all of our needs. People may be grieving, sick. And just, Father, just forgive us of our sins. Help us to be better people with good judgment and wisdom. These things I ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, if you'll take a moment to look at your minutes from the last meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of April 17, 2019.
A motion to approve the minutes from April 17th. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, moving on, we have consideration of ONCA 1939. We do have Congresswoman Stabler here, and she is the author, so I'll turn it over to you, Congresswoman.
Certainly. There are two sets of minutes. I think we've got a correction here.
Okay.
Should we back up?
Yes, we need to back up just a moment for the minutes from April the 23rd, and I don't recall what the, was there a correction that was made?
No, this was the officer. This was the culture meeting where you guys elected your officers.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Right after inauguration. Or, I mean, not right after inauguration, right after session.
Motion to approve the minutes of April 23rd.
Motion to approve the minutes from April 23rd. Do we have a second?
I'll second. second, but I think it's showing 6 yeas and 0 nays. It should be 5 yeas and 0 nays throughout the vote tallies.
You mean to withdraw and restate, or?
As amended.
As amended?
Yeah.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
The motion and the second, all those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes. Okay. Moving on, back to consideration of ONCA 1939. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. This act that I'm bringing forward is for $250,000 for architectural and expenses for a new Wake and Iron building in the Pawhuska Indian Village. We knew that this was going to be coming up, so now it's Pawhuska's turn to start getting ready for a rebuild. Just as the other two villages, the building that we have has all kinds of dire issues that go on with it, and it's just playing time to replace the building. It's going on about 50 years now. They do their best to maintain it and have done lots and lots of repairs to it. And even though it seemed to be, you know, it was not quite as big as Hominy's, I think it seemed to be of adequate size. It's really a smaller building than we really need out there. Smaller than we really need out there right now. We haven't had a number of dances out there in a long time, and that used to be one of the main facilities that held dances. And it's just a little too small for that. So I think the village is hoping for some new amenities, a new building, and hopefully a place where dances can start resuming again. Or that's our discussions that we've been having in the village. I guess it was in the main session, we postponed this appropriation at that time because of limited funding. And just one of those things, we could go ahead and hold off for a little while to get this done. Since then, we've had a lot of discussions with the chief and with the village itself, and because of the time frame it takes to get into construction, they'd like for us to go ahead and consider this now. I have checked with our budget analyst. We don't have a balance confirmation with the treasury. We've been working on that, but we do show a little more healthy bottom line numbers with our treasury right now. There's been some adjustments made to some budgets that we're going to be looking at later on, but the bottom line is that each budget holds 400 and some odd thousand to $500,000 in it, and that's the general treasury and the retained earnings fund. And so there is some money there now. It would be nice for the village to be able to start this process. It does take 18 to 24 months, it seems like, for us to get all the way through to the contractual piece. And so I'm hoping everybody will consider it instead of waiting till the fall. Let's go ahead and let them get a little jump on getting to work on the planning and architectural engineering for this project.
Any other comments or questions? Congressman Baker?
Yes, I'm all for this, but I'm just curious if this seems like a very small amount here. This isn't for the whole entire project.
Right? Well, you have to realize that we've already, the village replaced the guest arbors, and then we had funding from the nation to build the big arbor. So with the other projects, such as Hominy, that was the entire project there, between from their arbor to their community building to all. Mm-hmm. And with Gray Horse, they've kind of stair-stepped into it.
Right.
So we feel like we're partway in there. Now, you have $250,000, you kind of give a thumb, and RJ can help me confirm this. Usually that's about a $2.5 million project, maybe. And it is for just architectural engineering at this point.
This amount here?
Yes, okay. Yes. That's not construction costs by any means. And, you know, we'll just have to... It's one of those things where we'll wait and see what the estimated cost actually comes up with the plans.
I guess on the entire act has all that, what it's actually for.
Yes, it's for A&E. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Madam Clerk, I don't know if these speakers were working, because they were all flashing red during our discussion. So just make a note of that. And also make a note that we have Mr. Casey Johnson here from Executive. And Mr. Johnson, if you want to, come and join us at the table here.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
You had your hand up, so I want to recognize you.
Members of Congress. I was just going to answer Congressman Maker's question. The $250,000, normally what we do is we estimate 10% of the project for architect and engineering. So, you know, we're, because of Gray Horse, we're estimating a little bit high. So that would be a $2.5 million construction project with $250,000 architect and engineering. It may end up being a lot cheaper than that. But we don't know until the architect and engineer gets to looking at it, meets members of the community, and the cooks and whatnot, and then they build the building as they wish, and then, so, you know, it could be $1 million, it could be all the way to the 2.5. We don't know, so.
It could be higher.
I don't see it, but it could be. It could be.
I get on my ones, it could be higher.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
These aren't working again, but yeah, thank you for the clarification, because I didn't realize that it was based off a percentage of the total cost of the project.
Yes, sir.
Do we have any further discussion? Congressman Walker?
I think this is one that's going to get overwhelming support. I'm just curious if it's been considered how we're going to go about this with the other moving parts in this session. We have the projected revenue resolution that is going to have to pass to enable these funds to be available. There's also an amendment to the capital asset and improvement fund to change it from that to the capital asset fund. There's about five or six moving parts at all working together during this special session. I'm just curious if it's been contemplated how we go about moving this out of committee this morning. It hasn't even been read in yet.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm not the complicated kind of guy. I want to make this seamless as we can. I just am curious if it's been contemplated how we're going to go about doing this morning.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Is it possible that we could suspend until after noon to an afternoon session, be a short session to consider a vote?
It's up to the committee.
Are you talking about that?
Is that possible?
Are you for a physical analysis?
Recess?
Or? Recess until later this afternoon for a little bit. Is that an option? So we cannot recess.
Hold on just a second. Let me consult.
Okay.
While we're waiting, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was coming with a solution, I think, just about whether or not to take action on the bill this morning. Mm-hmm. I talked to the Legislative Council, talk about the bill, flesh out the details, and I brought a request for discharge in here. You all can discharge it from committee. That's not taking action on it this morning. You consider the bill, get all the details lined out, and then discharge the bill. That way you don't have to come back this afternoon.
We can consider amendments on the floor.
Right. So that was the solution that I talked about with council. So I had it on post-it note today, slipped to somebody.
Have not been down this path, so I don't know.
I don't think any of this happened.
I was wondering.
Do we have any other questions?
Can someone explain discharge?
Oh, well, it would take 8 members of Congress to sign the discharge, and it discharges it from the committee. And then we wouldn't have to take action in the committee to move it out.
And it would just
with
happen
do
on
pass,
the floor.
Do not pass. No recommendation. It would just be out of committee, and it would be advanced.
It's already in committee. It was sent to committee last session.
Yes.
That's true. Oh, yes, that's true. I forgot. That was how we wound up here.
Yes.
It was actually set in committee during last session and postponed at that time.
Sorry, took me a minute to.
Okay, so.
It's already been read into committee.
So you can either take action on it and report it out, or if you're uncomfortable with doing that because we don't officially start session until 10 o'clock, then you can determine what you want to do as a committee and you can discharge it and deal with it on the floor.
If it's already been read into committee, can't the committee go ahead and take action then and then? Then it wouldn't require those other actions.
Going to end up in the same result.
Right. Either way, it's going to have the same result.
But I'm just saying it's not necessary to discharge it.
What's the rule of the committee then? Congressman Barr.
How does the chair of the committee and the sponsor feel? We could. I'm glad to oblige either way with a no recommendation or a due pass, recognizing that we're eyeing some other moving parts that are going to have to take place first.
I like the second option myself.
No recommendation?
No.
Or do
recommend.
Due pass?
With the stipulations that, you know, we have some other moving parts.
I agree.
Well, since there,
Congressman Baker.
Since there are some other decisions to be made, I would feel more comfortable with a no recommendation at this time, because we don't really have a fiscal analysis. I don't see it here, and it's still okay. It's still not.
Yeah.
And it's still not. No, do not.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. I'm with whatever the majority wants.
Congressman Pratt?
Well, I think the difference is, yeah, the missing piece is whether the committee is putting that out. So that's the only thing is, you know, as a part, as a discharge, as opposed to a committee recommendation. And you can always say yes because you fully support it, but then we find out something's not going to work, then it has to go through. You just vote no. I mean, you can always change that too, so. I mean, but if the committee supports it, you can support it right now and say, do pass.
Okay, well, it's the will of the committee.
Make a motion. Yeah.
Somebody made it.
Congressman Maker?
I make a motion to do we have to go to a vote? Make a motion to vote
or
report
out ONCA 1939 with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, we do have a motion with a due pass. All those in favor?
Second.
Okay, have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
We're done.
All right, thank you. Thank you.